I'm Gary Nall. Nice to have you with us today. We have an enormous amount of material to share with you. The latest on coffee. Also, there's an oil you probably have not heard of called camelina. And it's an alternative source of brain-boosting power. We'll also give you some insights on four studies that show what happens when you use your cell phone and how it impacts your brain. Also, vaccinations. Well, the whooping cough vaccine stops working very quickly. And that's from mainstream science. So why give it if it stops working? We're also going to give you the latest on rose hips. Now, we really haven't been using rose hips in the health movement in the United States for probably 40 years. Well, this does something very special inside the body we've just discovered, so we'll start using it again, that I'm sure. Then from our environmental segment today, cancer-causing toxins are grossly underestimated. I'll give you that. Five things you did not know about aspartame. Also, we'll talk about America's police state in our fascism segment. My guest will be Ronnie Cummings today, talking about Big Ag's stepped-up assault to defeat everyone who's opposed to GMO labeling. So they're on the offensive. We'll see what that's about and give you the latest. And from our environmental segment, as the planet warms, U.S. watersheds are going dry. And nearly 1 in 10 watersheds have outstripped water supply, showing that, well, coffee has some antioxidants, and not a lot. The raw coffee bean, the green coffee bean, has some anti-calorigenic activity. That's fine. But then they intentionally choose not to look at all the studies of the damage that coffee can do to you. This is just the latest from the Mayo Clinic. And it says that if you're a heavy coffee drinker, you've got some problems. How bad are the problems? Here's what it says. That if you drink about 4 cups of coffee a day during a 24-hour period, you are going to die early. You're simply going to increase your rate of death. Quote, based on data collected from the Aerobic Center Longitudinal Study, the research measured the coffee consumption habits of 45,000 people and over a 17-year period. The study specifically found that men age 55 years or younger who consume more than 4 cups of coffee per day were 56% more likely to have died from any cause than those who were non-drinkers during that period of time. So, think about the people who work night shift. It's very common for them to have a cup of coffee every couple hours. Not uncommon at all. Or think of the people who are in high-stress jobs, where, well, I know a lot of school teachers have coffee on a regular basis, supposedly to keep their energy up or attention up. So we are addicted to coffee, and which means we're addicted to caffeine. So you're going to die quicker, a big percent against you. Something for you is an oil. Now, I've seen this oil. I saw it used in France on one of my trips there. I have not seen it used in the United States. It is called camelina. It is an oil. It is in the same family of the wild flax oil. It has a category that's unique. It's seen much like a dandelion. You know, dandelions were thought just to be weeds, and people would pull them. And then we found out that dandelions are loaded with nutrients, one of the highest sources of phytonutrients of anything in it. You never hear people eating dandelions or even juicing, but we should. Well, the same is true for this particular weed. It grows all over France. And from this, they are able to press an oil. And it's a very powerful oil. It has omega-3 fatty acids in huge amounts. Now, the seeds were once grown across thousands of acres of land in ancient times. And the Germans use it, the French use it. Well, the chameleon oil is 45% omega-3s. That's very powerful. That's right up there with the top of the fish oils. And, quote, this is from a recent study. Those with the lowest levels of omega-3 showed signs of accelerated aging. They had lower brain volume, indicating shrinkage compared to 2 additional years of aging. Compared with those with the highest blood levels of the omega-3, they scored lower on cognitive tests measuring such things as memory, problem-solving, and abstract thinking and multitasking. So, now we have what is called wild flax. If you just remember wild flax, or camelina, that is C-A-M-E-L-I-N-A, and it improves brain function in a big way. I haven't seen around the United States. I'm sure that we will in the near future. One thing you see every day, everywhere, are people with their cell phone glued to their ear. This is the latest on this from Lloyd Burrell, is reporting on an article in the Clinical Neurophysiology. Here's what it says. The peer-reviewed journal Clinical Neurophysiology has just published a research paper showing that 30 minutes of exposure to cell phone radiation affects the brain activity on both sides of the brain. Researchers exposed the right rear of 18 participants to the low levels of electromagnetic pulses, the radio frequency. To eliminate study biases, the researchers employed a double-blind crossover randomized design, exposing the participants to real exposure and then to what they thought was real exposure, but was just a sham exposure. The resting state brain activity of each participant was measured by magnetic resonant imaging, or MIRs, twice. The results demonstrated that radio frequency radiation from the 4G technology affects brain neural activity in both the closer brain region and in the remote region, including the left hemisphere of the brain. This study is important for two reasons. One, because it's the first one to be carried out on the short-term effects of long-term evolution, fourth-generation G4 cell phone technology. And secondly, because of the rapid rate of adoption of this technology. So this is the fastest developing mobile system technology ever. 91 million people in the United States are using this. So what do we know? What's the takeaway message? Well, there's two. The first is that there are over 30 studies showing that using your cell phone can damage sperm, create DNA breaks, which alters your DNA, increases glucose in the brain, weakens your bones, creates genetic stress. The brain, it is. And this shows that just 30 minutes, you're really lighting up your whole brain. So that means that it went from the left side to the right side, so the whole brain is affected. Now that means that when you've got that amount of electromagnetic pulse and it's going into the brain and the neurons, it's causing neurological damage. And so we are all human guinea pigs. If you put that cell phone up to your ear, there is absolutely no way that you're not going to be damaged by it. You just don't know to what extent and when it will happen. Next up, vaccines. Here is the latest on why you should be concerned. This is published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and it explains in part a resurgence of whooping cough, also known as pertussis, which has infected in excess of 26,000 people this year, marking the largest outbreak in more than 5 decades of this. And here's the latest study. It says, quote, There is new warning that the new vaccines for whooping cough are needed quickly and that additional booster shots for children are likely to be required as well for the disease after the new study found that the effectiveness of the current vaccine fades sharply over a period of time. Well, if you're being told to take a vaccine and that it will protect you, and now we're being told, well, but it really won't, not for very long. And then people end up getting the very disease from the vaccine. And then they say, well, you got to take more boosters. This is the game they play. They just don't have good science on their side. So we're still asking him, where is the study anywhere in the world literature where you took a large group of people who were vaccinated and then a group who had no vaccines and compared them? That is the only way that you'll ever resolve an issue. But they're saying, but we create antibodies. And we say, fine. All right. And there's no two people on earth that are creating the same amount of antibodies from any injection. And now show us the proof that those antibodies are actually. Well, they can't answer that either. In point of fact, they can answer almost none of these essential issues. And that is unfortunate. Also, finally, rose hips. Now, rose hips used to be the most popular source of vitamin C in the United States. For those of you who started your journey into health, let's say in the 1960s and 70s, then you know that rose hips were the ticket. But then there was some misinformation, because to get all your vitamin C from, let's say, 500 milligrams of vitamin C from rose hip, you would had to have eaten a golf ball size vitamin C from rose hip. So now we know that you really weren't getting a lot of vitamin C from rose hip, but you got some. But now we see there are other things from rose hips. This is the latest on why rose hips are important. There's new clinical research that shows that it's great for rheumatoid arthritis. And when you realize how many Americans have rheumatoid arthritis, which is a painful and debilitating autoimmune disorder in which your immune system attacks and even destroys the body's joints and cartilage and bone, and rheumatoid arthritis is commonly treated with anti-tumor necrosis factor, alpha, and other drugs that directly target specific molecules to the immune system. And it's expensive. And that treatment alone is about $16,000 per year. Well, now there's new research showing that rose hips are phenomenal in the treatment of arthritis and osteoarthritis. And it's inexpensive and it works. And this was published in Phytomedicine and from a university medical center in Berlin. So I'm sure that you'll start seeing some formulas on the American market of rose hip, and that means it's for arthritis. I'm Gary Nall, back in a moment. Please stay with us. We have a lot to share with you today. I'd like to welcome all of you. I'm Gary Nall. We're having a few technical glitches today because I'm in a very remote area and don't have the access to a land-based line. So if the program fades in and out occasionally, please understand that we'll get it rebooted right back up, but we're not under our normal broadcast connections. A couple of good announcements that I want to share before we go to our environmental segment and give you some of the insights that are important for all of us. Screening in New York that was very well received. And in studio New York City is Valerie. And Valerie's there too. Valerie,
Hi, take it away.
Tell them what this is about.
Okay. Tonight we're going to be presenting Gary's latest film. This is The Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccines. And it's going to be on the internet for free for all of you to watch. And we hope you'll be there starting at 6 o'clock tonight for 48 hours on the internet. And it's a very important documentary. And please tell all your friends and watch it. And all you have to do to see the film is do a simple Google search for the film's title. That title is Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccines, -movie-Gary Knoll. And you'll find it'll pop right up. And you can also go directly to YouTube and type into the search bar, Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccines, -movie-Gary Knoll. And I hope you will all watch it and also see the trailer when you're there. That's also on YouTube. And that is the premiere opening at the Ethnocultural Society with Gary speaking afterward at a great, excellent panel discussion with Richard Gale and several of the people who are featured in the documentary. So please go tonight for 48 hours, Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccines. Just Google it.
What people also will see, Valerie, is they'll have a chance to see the introduction and an overview and why this film is so important to all of us, all Americans, because they're not just satisfied with what they've been doing historically, telling us we need to get our vaccines. They're now demanding that we all get vaccinated for different reasons, for different vaccines. There are hundreds of new vaccines they're trying to immunize us with, and yet they have no science on their side. And we have some of the finest scientists in the world explaining we don't have the science on our side. You'll hear from some great immunologists, toxicologists, vaccinologists, medical doctors who will tell you when they look for the truth, they look for the proof, it was not there. And so we put their voices in here because when we did our first film on vaccines called Vaccine Nation, and because of our efforts, we were able to free a man who had been life without parole in prison. And we found that Alan Yurko was innocent, but we had to get a whole new trial. We had to present experts, and we were the only ones there in the courtroom when he was found innocent and the state withdrew all of his charges. And he walked out of that courtroom a free man. Then suddenly NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox, everybody scrambled to get over there because this was a historic case. And we had the story. We gave him our film footage, of course, but we've been in court every day. And we interviewed all the experts. And the experts said, this man is innocent. It was the vaccines. Well, how many other people are rotting in jail for what was considered shaken baby syndrome and they hadn't shaken their baby to death? It was the vaccines, and we prove that here. But Alan Yurko was poor. He did not have a good defense the first time around. He didn't have any witnesses on his behalf. So when he sent me a note 5 years earlier, a little handwritten note from prison, and I read it, I thought, is it possible this man is innocent? I explored it, found out he was, and that began the program. And so his story is woven throughout the whole special. But every single person I interviewed in that film was pro-vaccines. Barbara O. Fisher, all of them are pro-vaccines. They're out there waving the flag for vaccines. They simply wanted safer vaccines, and they wanted to make sure that those who had been injured by dangerous vaccines were compensated. The same is true of virtually 100% of all the people I interviewed. Dr. Andrew Wakefield, to my horror, when I interviewed him, he was also pro-vaccines. He just wanted the MR vaccine separated, where the measles vaccine would be taken separately from the mumps and then separately from the others. And I said, well, what, have you looked at the actual science? And none of them have. Virtually every one of the autism groups that I don't support anymore, any of them, and because I just found the politics and the associations, they're as bad as a BAI board meeting. And they forget at the bottom of all this is their kid. I've just seen so much jockeying for position, power, money, influence. I'm disgusted with them all. But in any case, that being beside the point, they are all pro-vaccines. Again, they're out there waving the flag for vaccine. We want safer vaccines. And no one asked the basic questions. What if you're all wrong? Can you prove these vaccines are safe? And they had never done the research. I was appalled that the basic science was missing completely, totally. And that's where we went to work, and we spent 4 years examining every single piece of scientific literature that existed on, are vaccines safe? What is your proof? Are they effective? What is your proof? And that's what we did with this film. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to open any minds. Probably not, because these people have too much emotion, ego, or money invested in their campaigns and foundations. But for the average person to be shown that they've been lied to, the average physician, scientist, journalist, nurse, you've been had. You've been played. This is the film that does it. This can be a game changer in all of science, because the entire foundation of all immunization is based upon a series of lies. From Jenner, who was a fraud and a quack, and what he did with a cowpox, which had nothing to do with smallpox. So when we talk about a smallpox vaccine, there was never a smallpox vaccine. It was a cowpox vaccine. And we show all these different inconsistencies, contradictions, now frauds. And that's what this film does. This is a film you must see. So you're going to have a chance to watch it for free as a public service. And an article will be posted along with it, a brand new article, and it starts today. So again, show them how to get to it.
All right. It's really simple. You can just Google Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccines-Movie-Gary Knoll, or you can go to YouTube and you can do the same thing there with the title of the film, Silent Epidemic, The Untold Story of Vaccines, the Movie. Okay?
Good. Thank you, Val.
Thank you, Gary.
And you'll see people's statements right after the film. You'll see a panel of experts that we brought in, including a professor of law from New York University. We have all these physicians, Louise Habakkus, who heads a consumer activist group. You'll have a chance to see them all, because the idea that we just want safer vaccines assumes that they are efficacious to begin with. And I'm saying they don't have the evidence to prove that. So why should we be their human guinea pigs? So that starts tonight. You won't want to miss it. And Valerie, make sure that up on our website today, in case anyone is confused or is not clear how to get there, just give them specific directions on Progressive Radio Network, on my Facebook page, and on GaryKnoll.com, so it's easy for them to get through. All right?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, before we go to our guest in a few minutes, I have something new. Something very exciting for you. A brand new premium. And this has taken a long time to create. I'm very excited by this. It is my new hardback book. I just premiered it in Atlanta, Georgia. Then the next day, I flew out to Denver. And normally they don't do well with premiums after 10 o'clock at night. And they rarely do 11 o'clock premium. But I was premiering two programs that day, and so they chose to put Reboot Your Brain. That's Reboot Your Brain, A Natural Approach to Fighting Memory Loss, Dementia, Alzheimer's, Brain Aging, and more, very late at night. And Sherry, the person running the whole program out there, said, don't be disappointed if we don't get all that many calls. You know, after all, we'd probably get a few $100 this time of night. And she said, if you can make $1,500 for us, we'll be happy. Well, we made $10,000. They grade you on a score of 0, poor, 5, blockbuster, 5 plus, the highest rating in the history out there. So this is 11 o'clock at night. People were flooding the station with calls. We're going to offer the same premium, but at a substantially reduced price and getting more for it. They were offering the book and the video for $144. We're offering the book, the hardback, almost 500-page book, Reboot Your Brain, which has chapters in-depth and protocols in-depth on things such as overcoming depression and anxiety, memory loss, mental fatigue, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, every form of headache, brain trauma, brain allergies, insomnia, protecting your brain, also senile dementia, menopause, everything you need to know to prevent or reverse the symptoms of menopause, plus recipes and testimonials by the gazillions of testimonials. Some people were in a particular study group I did, and charts and scientific references at the back. It's a big book. And this is the book that is brand new. This is the new trailblazer. This cuts a whole new path. In fact, I just got my copy of the book when I was out there. It wasn't out yet, just 3 days ago. And this is from Joel Fuhrman, you know, the famous doctor. Quote, for the last 40 years, Gary Noll has been teaching and motivating individuals to improve their nutritional habits, get off their butts, and to take personal responsibility for their health futures. This is it. And there are all these other really nice statements by people, philosophers like Professor Oshkosh Gangadin, chairman of the Department of Philosophy of Haverford College, says Gary Noll is an experienced, brilliant, and rare holistic visionary healer for humanity in the 21st century. And this is the book, Bill Falloon, Life Extension, all these people. So thank them for their testimonials. But this is the book that's going to help you. Now, just about everyone in this audience is over the age of 27. We do have some young people also under 27. Your brain is actually aging after the age of 27. By the time you're 40, you're way into advanced inflammation of the brain, and you're going to start seeing memory losses. I had one guy yesterday who called my office 12 times wanting to know what I put together a protocol. But this is a man who I put together 10 protocols, including one just last week for him in New York. But because he has dementia, he keeps forgetting. He keeps asking me to give him the same thing. I keep giving him the same thing, and he forgets. That's the sad part about losing your memory. So we are in the process now of starting a whole major movement to slow down and reverse brain aging and every kind of symptom that comes with it. Now, that's the book. But on top of the book, you're also getting a documentary. And to meet PBS station standards, you have to have high-quality, fully vetted scientists and experts. Well, these are the best and brightest minds in America on your brain. And so I film them all over across the United States. How do you reverse brain aging? How do you get a person's memory back? And I brought them on. Then I gave my own protocols of the people I've worked with and how I've helped them with all forms of memory problems. So you get the best minds in America working towards helping you reverse brain aging. And also things that are associated with the brain, like insomnia. Just think of how many people don't get a good night's sleep. Well, now you will get that good night's sleep. So you're getting a documentary that just aired for the first time four or five days ago in Atlanta and then in Denver, and was a monster hit. If this was 7 o'clock at night, it would have been out of the ballpark. It was 11 o'clock at night, and it was their top hit. Then you get the documentary, you get the book, Reboot Your Brain, Depression, Anxiety, Definitive Protocols. And then you get, as a free add-on today, a brand new product. I've not offered it before. I haven't mentioned it before. It's ready, and it's my gift to you. It's called Memory Stuff. Now, Memory Stuff is my latest creation, and it goes along with this whole package. But again, it's yours, and it has all the nutrients that I feel are essential for having the best possible nutrition for your brain. It's called Memory Stuff. The value of this package, if you bought it, would be $125. Your cost, $49.95. Your saving, $75. $75. That means you're getting the hardback book out today. We haven't just got it in, the DVD and a bottle of memory stuff out the door to you today. $49.95. All right? Unless we run out. Now, I before I left, I didn't know how many that we might offer our audience, so I told them just give us 200 books. But I'm pretty sure we're going to go through that pretty quickly. So it's one per person. Sorry, but otherwise we're going to run out this afternoon. So I'm going to give you a number to call. Call in, and you can get this. I'll give you this number in just a second. You're getting Reboot Your Brain. All right? Now, here is the number again. 877-627-5065, or Neil in our vitamin closet has them. We just got them in today. We got, I think, 4 cases of the books, and we had the DVDs, and we just got in the memory stuff. Now, in a moment, I'm going to ask Mila to send me the label for the memory stuff, and I'll give you all the specific ingredients on that. I haven't even seen the final product because it was rolling out of the manufacturer when I had gone up on the my trip on the plane. Let me just read a few of the testimonials here. And this is in weight gain, infections, all those are the things that happen normally for most women. We reversed all those. And the whole protocols of how that was done is right here in this one chapter on menopause reversing it. Let me just read a couple of the testimonials to you here. And by the way, some really good recipes, very tasty recipes. You're going to like these recipes. Okay, what do we have here? Testimonials. This is Alexandria for depression. I was dissatisfied with my body. My energy was low, and I was very overweight. My acquaintances and friends were depressing me to the point of irritability. I had a fear of public speaking. I did not know where to turn for guidance. I joined Gary Knoll's health support group. I lost 16 pounds without dieting. My increasing energy made me feel young again. I need less sleep. I'm feeling no distraction. I'm no longer annoyed by unimportant issues. My toxic relationships are over. My self-esteem has replaced them. I learned to be the real, happy, healthy, vital me. No more depression. Then there's one here with migraines, and this is from Barbara. This is the last one I'll do. I was labeled disabled for 4 years. Migraine headaches caused me such severity that I was bedridden, and I used pain medications for a spinal disc injury. I was swollen after eating my usual meat, wheat, sugar, coffee, and dairy. My cholesterol was very high. Candida plagued my body constantly. I threw up after meals and was stressed by anxiety attacks. One day, I watched PBS, saw Gary Knoll, and joined the health support group. It changed my life. After just 2 weeks on the protocol, I started eating organic, became a vegan, never returning to toxic foods. The changes began. I exercised in a rehab center for my back problems. I started taking probiotics and eating sensibly, and all the throwing up stopped, the back pain stopped, my irritability stopped, I lost weight, and I feel great. No more medications. I never looked at life as I do now, and that's Barbara. Then we have testimonials on memory loss, insomnia, anxiety, brain trauma, depression, headaches, Parkinson's. They're all in here. So what we have is we have my brand new book, Reboot Your Brain, A Natural Approach to Fighting Memory Loss, Dementia, Alzheimer, Brain Aging, Insomnia, Depression, Anxiety, Brain Allergies, and more, almost 500 pages. Plus we have the new documentary that has just premiered. It'll roll out nationwide in December. But I gave it a sneak preview in Atlanta on PBS and in Denver on PBS. And it was a monster hit. It's Reversing Brain Aging Naturally. Healing the Brain Naturally is the title of the document. Healing the Brain Naturally. And for 100 million of us who are over the age of 40, we really need this. I mean, we absolutely need it. Just think of all the people that you know who have brain problems, and there's no hope. They just get worse. Well, now there's hope. And a gift on top of all that is the new supplement just done. It's unique, and you want to use it. It's called Memory Stuff. All right? So, and you're saving $75. Now, I didn't offer Memory Stuff on the PBS stations, but in spite of just giving the book and the video for $125, that would make this a $200 package, and I'm offering it to you as my core audience for $49.95. How about that? That is a great savings. $49.95. All right? And give a call, 877-627-5065. 877-627-5065. I'm very excited by it. And they just FedExed me the book. And I've read it, of course, about 10 times because I have to read it to write it. Then I have to read it to proof it. Then I have to read it in galleys. And now I'm finally seeing the finished hardback book. So when I think about all the people I know who've got brain problems. And you know another thing that I'm seeing now? I'm seeing a lot of people who are baby boomers who are now, when they finally are able to exhale from raising their families and getting through college and dealing with their midlife crisis and thinking, okay, now I can focus on me and things I want to do. They get that call, mom, dad, someone's got Alzheimer's, dementia, they need help. You know, we don't have the money for private service, so you're going to have to take care of them. And I just counseled a mother and daughter who started my protocol 2 months ago. The daughter had been an athlete. She gained 45 pounds. She'd been in ideal health. She now has all kinds of biochemical problems, high blood pressure, elevated cholesterol. She's really sick because she was working to help her mom 24/7. I don't think that we appreciate what that means in our society when you have to take care of a loved one. And she asked me, she said, I was doing some research on the internet before I came in to see you today with my mom. And is it true what I read that caregivers die faster than any other group? And I said, that is correct. That is correct. And we never talk about this in this society because we have no transition educational points. In other societies where you have elders who are part of the family and are never thrown out or considered obsolete, they become more important the older they are. Here, the moment you're older, you're excluded. You're seen on holidays or special occasions. Otherwise, people don't have anything to do with you, and that's unfortunate. And so this person says, well, gee whiz, I was unprepared for this. And I said, I understand you'd be unprepared because we don't have classes on getting old, what to do at transition points in life, after retirement, or when someone is affected by a condition. How do we take care of them? Who takes care of them? What are the responsibilities? How do we still maintain our own lives and family when we're so absorbed in taking care of a loved one who keeps going further and further into that dark hole? We have no transitions. We don't have a transition for what to do when a relationship ends. We don't have classes in divorce, amicable separations. We don't deal with that. So we have to kind of only learn on the fly, and that's the wrong way of doing it. Anyhow, helping both people, the caregiver and the person who has Alzheimer's, I also deal with in Reboot Your Brain, and as I do in my discussions. Well, I just remembered the ingredients in Memory Stuff include glycerol, phosphorylcholine. That's a superstar, what is also known as alpha-GPC, and L-phenylalanine, and L-cysteine, and inositol, and choline, and acetyl-L-carnitine, and R-alpha-lipoic acid, and phosphatidylserine, and L-carnosine, and ginkgo, and benfetamine, and magnesium citrate, and calcium citrate, and B5, which is calcium pentathonate, and B12, and B1, vitamin E. So those are all superstars, and that's your gift. You're not paying for that. You're getting that for free when you call 877-627-5065 and ask for the new package. Every single person listening will benefit from this book and video. Every single person. Just like Get Healthy Now, The FooMoo Connection, Be a Healthy Woman for Women Only, you know, all the other major books, The Encyclopedia of Natural Healing, the big ones I've written. This is a big one, loaded with state-of-the-art information. Let's say hello to my guest who's standing by on our phone now, Ronnie Cummins. Ronnie's out in Minnesota. He's the executive director of Organic Consumers Association and the author of Genetically Engineered Foods, a self-defense guide for consumers. Has over 1 million members. The association is a nonprofit public interest organization campaigning for sustainable health and justice on critical issues of food safety and industrial agriculture and genetic engineering and fair trade. And Ronnie's been a lifelong activist in the human rights, anti-nuclear, labor, and agricultural movements. And in fact, in the 1990s, he worked closely with futurist and activist Jeremy Rifkin on economic trends in Rifkin's Beyond Beef campaign. And his current goal through the association is to increase organic agriculture to at least 30% in the next couple of years. Nice to have you with us today, Ronnie.
Good to be with you.
Ronnie, we all are very concerned, everyone I know in the environmental movement is concerned about the Trans-Pacific Partnership Treaty. We're concerned that all of the major GMO companies are going to have wording in there in this treaty that would, for all intents and purposes, make it much more difficult for organic and sustainable farmers, make it impossible to get labeling laws so we actually know if a food has been genetically engineered. And behind all this, of course, are the 600-plus lobbyists who are actually writing the legislation in secret. And this president is in their pocket, and this Congress is not aware of the legislation, but you can bet your life will back it. And we, the people, seem to have been left out of the entire process. So while we tend to focus our attention on Monsanto as the primary culprit opposing GMO labeling, there's the Grocery Manufacturers Association, which is dumping even more money to fight labeling bills. And this organization includes companies providing organic foods as well. And in the latest rounds of the GMO labeling...
Sorry. Hi, Ronnie. I've had to switch over to a cell phone because I'm up in the mountains, and therefore my connection went out. So
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, so I can hear you fine.
Take us on this journey of understanding why the American public is being given the wrong information on GMOs and labeling, and what we need to do to challenge the Grocery Association and also the Monsantos and GMOs.
Yes, well, since genetically engineered foods were first forced on the market about 20 years ago with the Monsanto's bovine growth hormone being the first product, the American public has been wary and suspicious of this new technology. I mean, when you see the companies pushing it, Monsanto, Dow, DuPont, BASF, Bayer, Syngenta, these are infamous chemical companies who over and over again have, you know, contaminated the environment, poisoned the public, and so on. So it's no mystery why people have been very concerned about genetically engineering our food supply from the beginning. So what industry decided is that they would tamper with our food and keep it secret by not allowing genetically engineered foods to be labeled in the United States. And so for the last 20 years, they've managed to keep labels off genetically engineered foods and food ingredients. The problem is that the public got organized over a period of time, and we've started to pass laws at the state level, if not yet at the federal level, requiring labeling. What the industry is extremely concerned about now is a ballot initiative in Washington State. The ballots are going to be mailed out on October 18th. Voting will be completed by November 5th. And it looks like the voters of Washington State indeed are going to vote in mandatory labeling for genetically engineered food. Now, even though this is just a state law, it's going to be reinforced by other state laws that have either been passed or are in the process of being passed in Connecticut, Maine, Vermont, and other states. So the situation is that they're desperate. Monsanto and the Grocery Manufacturers of America and other biotech companies have put $17 million into the Washington ballot initiative fight to try to stop us from winning the vote. Our side has about 5 million. But they're looking at the same polls we're looking at, and it looks like it doesn't matter how much money they put into Washington State, they're still going to lose. And this is going to have the impact of a national labeling law, because large food companies like Kellogg's or Kraft or ConAgra, they're not just going to label their products as containing genetically engineered ingredients in Washington State and then not do so in the other states. That would be a public relations disaster. It's going to force them to either label their products nationwide or else change their ingredients to get the GMOs out. Of course, all these big food companies have faced this situation in Europe over the last 10 years, and what they've done is they got the GMOs out of their products in Europe so that they didn't have to label them. So we'll see what happens right here, but certainly industry facing defeat in Washington State and other states is not just sitting on their hands. They're trying to get around the ability of states to pass laws in every way they can. There's an attempt in Congress right now to attach a rider to the continuing appropriations bill that would take away the right of states to label genetically engineered foods. So far, the proponents of this have not been able to get their rider in there. But we've got to remain vigilant, keep up the pressure so that they don't. On the international front, the Obama administration and 600 representatives of large multinational corporations are drawing up new secret so-called free trade agreements. One of them is the Transatlantic Free Trade Agreement with the European Union. The other is the Trans-Pacific Partnership with a dozen or so countries in Latin America and Asia. And they're writing up these new trade agreements in secret. Not even members of the U.S. Congress, for the most part, have been able to look at these. The reason they're writing them up in secret is because they know that the public will oppose them if they are made public. And they're going to have difficulty passing these in Congress unless they can get what's called fast-track authority for President Obama to pass these trade agreements with votes that are either yes or no, no chance to change them in Congress. And so it's very important that we sound the alarm about large multinational corporations trying to write laws in secret that are not accountable to public discussion, and that they'll try to ram through in a very undemocratic manner through Congress starting at the end of this year or in 2014. Basically, these new trade agreements are designed to enhance international trade of multinational corporations and to decrease the power of consumers and citizens to have laws such as food safety laws, environmental protection laws, laws guaranteeing a living wage, and so on. Basically, it means that if a company wants a law that allows you to use dangerous antibiotics and growth hormones and growth promoters and producing meat on factory farms, they don't want another country to be able to have a law that prohibits those things. So if you require labeling for genetically engineered foods, as a number of countries do now, 64 across the country, these new trade agreements would enable companies to sue your company for basically restraint of trade. So you might ask, well, how are these differ from the North American Free Trade Agreement or the WTO, World Trade Organization, trade agreements that big corporations with the connivance of elite politicians and governments around the world have signed in the past? Well, they're basically the same, except they're even worse. Because there is a global grassroots rebellion on the part of citizens who are tired of the 1% telling them what to do and taking all the money and resources, people are starting to fight back. And typically across the world, it's easier to affect change at the local or county level or the state level than it is at the federal or national government level. And so many of these laws that are in place now, such as labeling genetically engineered foods or other food safety measures, have been passed at the local level. So we have to remain vigilant on all fronts. We're starting to shift a bit the balance of power. I noticed Monsanto's quarterly financial report released yesterday showed a drop in their profits and a decline in the sales of some of the genetically engineered seeds. They're certainly aware of this global awakening and global rebellion, and they're going to do everything in their power to prevent any changes in governance, policy, laws that would reflect the will of the people as opposed to their short-term profits. So that's where we stand right now.
What can we do? Give us a quick closing statement. What can we, the people, do as a unified group supporting organicconsumers.org so that you're out there lobbying, debating, writing, lecturing on this topic on our behalf?
Well, the most strategic battle right now is we have to win in Washington State, mandatory labeling. This is the key. This is what industry fears the most. We need two things. We need money and we need volunteers. So if you're willing to donate money to the ballot initiative to require labeling of genetically engineered foods, simply go to the website organicconsumers.org. You can make a contribution. If you don't have any money but you do have some time and you're willing to make phone calls on your own home phone into Washington State to talk to voters and encourage them to vote yes on the I-522, it's called, the ballot initiative to label genetically engineered foods, you're more than welcome to join the 10,000 or so other volunteers that we already have. Again, if you go to organicconsumers.org, you can find out how you can volunteer. You can also go to the Yes on I-522 website, which is the direct website of the campaign in Washington State, to either donate or to volunteer your time. After November 5th, we will have other priorities, but the first and most important step now is we've got to win this battle, the most decisive battle in 20 years, to give consumers back the right to know whether food is genetically engineered or not, because then they can go into the marketplace and refuse to buy those products.
Lonnie, thank you very much for all the good work that you're doing. We appreciate it, and we look forward to supporting all of your efforts.
Thank you very much. Keep up the good work.
Ronnie Cummins from the Organic Consumer Association, once again, a call to action. They're out there fighting on our behalf, and we have to support them. I'm Gary Knoll for a mixed program today, partly on the mic and partly on the cell phone from the location where I'm at. Thank you all very much for listening, and have a nice day.